Hey, this is David Kay, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to All Things Transformers.
Megatron to all field units. All Things Transformers is undermanned and unprotected. Ours is for the asking. Predacons, terrorize!
Oh, but Waspinator does not want to be blown to scrap out of time!
Quiet, Bug. You will do as you have been told. Yes.
Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron. Joining me on this adventure into the Transformers fandom is TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I am the other Waspinator. Oh my god, I'm actually talking like this without touching my face.
He's scrapnolator.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I mean, I'm scrunching my face up, but I'm not actually touching my face, because when we were talking to David Kay, I was telling Tim to go to the throne, and I have to hold... No.
Yes, I am here. I am waiting for Funko Transformer news, not toy Transformer. Anyway. But yes, Hasbro PulseCon 2022.
Yep. Hasbro, it had a pulse.
Yeah. So, the title of this episode is, like I just said, Hasbro PulseCon 2022. And the subtitle I gave it for that'll show up on everybody's feed, was it a transformative experience? Question mark?
Man. I don't know. We shall see.
Okay, look. We are approaching an era in Transformers that is celebrating his, you know, anniversaries and milestones and whatever, because Armada and all of that is coming up on their anniversaries. Robots in Disguise just had its anniversary, and I think it's great that they are going for, you know, celebrating those, and, you know, those people that grew up at, like, I was 21, 22, 23 years old. I saw, like, a half an episode of Armada, a half episode of Energon and Cybertron. Didn't really care. I've never really cared about it, but at the same time, I don't dislike it. I guess I'm ambivalent to it. I don't know. It's kind of like you. If it doesn't have Beast Wars, your ears don't perk up, kind of thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like, oh, another Gila news article. Great. So, yes, there was a ton of stuff at Hasbro PulseCon. Transformers was actually only the first day. Thank God it was the first day and I didn't have to wait until the second day. But I went through the entire panel, and I like BMAC, I like Evan, and I like Mark. I think they're all great. I think they're amazing. Isabella needs to lay off the coffee. I'm sorry to say, but like her, the energy she tries to bring to me just falls flat. It's kind of like me trying to get you to do something and you don't want to do it. And I know you're not going to do it no matter how many times I prod you. Kind of thing.
And yeah, pretty much.
She tries, and I appreciate that, and I understand that she's the head of franchise development or whatever her title is. But something she said in the panel, I don't know if you caught it, and I've got the audio around here somewhere, but she said something about that, and I know I'm jumping ahead, but it's bugging me. It's the presentation of the panel that's bugging me.
I noticed that the same thing, something similar kind of happened with Star Trek Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of like, it just fell flat no matter how hard they tried.
Yeah.
It was like cringeworthy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, this was even more cringeworthy because I'm like, did she say what I think she said? And then she repeated herself at the end of the panel before they went to the next brand, which I believe was Power Rangers. So anyway, what she said was something, and again, I have the audio somewhere. I will probably cut around myself talking about this. To actually, so people hear what she said. She said something about to the effect of Transformers Earthspark is going to be the first cartoon or the first Transformers fiction where robots are actually born on Earth.
I am really excited. I mean, fans, y'all have heard of it before, but let's talk a little bit about Transformers Earthspark. This is going to be our all-new animated series for kids. It is action-packed, it is comedic, and it's an original series that will be premiering this November on Paramount Plus and Nickelodeon. We are so, so excited. It's essentially a brand new series that's introducing an entirely new generation of Transformers robots. And I might add, this is one of my favorite parts. It's the first time we're going to see Transformers robots who were born on Earth.
No.
No.
Beast Wars.
Yeah. What do you think?
Technically, all those stages... no. G1, though.
Well, I yeah.
They were built by, but yeah, built by Wheeljack.
They were, yes. No, you're absolutely correct. I thought of that, too. That was the first thing I thought of.
But if
of,
you're saying born, like as in from a proto-form, Beast Wars did it first.
Yes, absolutely. It would be Beast Wars. And I don't know if this is something that she just said that was in her script or that she wrote down or that she wanted to point out. I don't know. She's the one with the job, not me. I have no idea. I'm just saying, I heard this and I'm like, you work for this brand. How long have you been there? Like, how much research have you had to do since you've had whatever job title you have and you don't know? So we got a lot of quick hits. We got a lot of stuff and we got a lot of everything. So we're getting our news from TFW 2005 and the panel started with reveals. Yep. They talked about Transformers Legacy. And now Transformers Legacy Evolution.
Which, I get it. They got to do the gimmick thing every now and again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, wasn't Armada and Energon and Cybertron, didn't all those lines have gimmicks? Wasn't Cybertron the Cyber Planet Key gimmick?
Armada had the gimmicks. The gimmicks started earlier. I mean, G1 had time. You know, Headmaster, Targetmaster, Action Master. That was a flop.
Right.
Pretender, you know, all the I mean, they had it all over, and then, you know, Beast Wars had some things but not nearly as much, and then you get to Armada, they had the mini cons, you get to Energon, they have the Power Link, and then you get to Cybertron and they had the Cyber Planet Keys unlocked some ability, and so I mean, they've all done it. It's just
This is the latest
incarnation. Only I think that this did it better than War for Cybertron. They were trying something terrible to get those weaponizers and the fossilizers to mean something.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of the people I talked to, I mean, yeah, you had your diehards that loved them and liked them and the variations you could do with them. Majority of them, around me at least, they shelf-warmed hard.
Yeah. The weaponizers and the fossilizers to me were like what Power Core Combiners were originally. Like, yes, a lot of people love the Power Core Combiners and the interchangeability of them and everything else. But then they didn't like them so much after a while. But my point in saying, like, yes, obviously, like you said, Transformers has always had gimmicks. It's the whole transform from a truck to a robot is a gimmick in itself. But what I'm saying is, the anniversaries that are coming up, those three eras, those three cartoons, those three toy lines, all had gimmicks right in a row, like you just mentioned. So that's kind of where, yeah. So let's get into some of these reveals, because this event was... How did you feel watching it? Did you feel it dragged on too long, or did you feel that the pace of it was okay?
I feel, honestly, and whenever I've watched a panel thing, mm-hmm. Whether it be Star Trek Day, whether it be PulseCon, whether it be the HasCon, or, you know, whatever the previous one was that they did where they revealed stuff, I feel like it drags on too much with, like, the inner communication between... like, I feel like they're trying to be like a glorified QVC mixed with like a fan panel mixed with a podcast. And it just kind of, I don't really know. Like, it kind of irks me just listening to them. Like, most of my concern is, all right, show me the bloody figure. Show me like what it transforms into, you know, a little bit of background on it, the information, and then move on. Like, yep. I don't need your witty banter. I don't need, you know, just let's discuss the main point and keep going.
Yep. All right. So the main point.
Yes.
The toy reveals.
Yes.
We had a lot of toy reveals.
And they were, don't get me wrong, some of them were, like, one of them specifically was a repaint, or several of them with, you mm-hmm. know, modifications.
Yep.
And then you had some that were brand new decos, brand new figures. And
yep.
I was thoroughly impressed mm-hmm. on a whole, but about 50% of these I could give a lick about.
Yeah. So the only beasts that are in here are Leo Prime and the Core Class Dinobots.
Yeah, well, what's nice about the Core Class Dinobots is if you want the Dinobots, but you don't want the real estate that they normally take up.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get on a little soapbox on the Core Class. So I originally hated these things because they were so tiny. And upon further reflection, I have grown an appreciation for them. And let me tell you why. Not only because the plastic keeps going up in price, but the figures themselves are pretty stinking detailed. And in most cases, they have more paint apps than their bigger counterparts. And less kibble in the way of open holes or compartments that are totally useless. Like some of the bigger ones, it's more obvious. The smaller ones, not so much. So like you get, for instance, the sound blaster here.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple design. He's a repaint of Soundwave, you know, the Core Class from Kingdom.
Yep.
Not a bad figure. I have it. And as somebody who used to own the original Soundwave, it's pretty stinking spot on and close, and I enjoy it for what it is. And what, again, I like about them is, you know, just looking at my case here,
mm-hmm.
the real estate, like if I could get all of the ones that I have in this mm-hmm. size, or, you know, let's say deluxe, because yes, I know there are people that are like scale crazy. And I am not one of those people that's like, oh, I need the scale. No, I just need the best version of the figure. I don't care beyond that. Mm-hmm. And for instance, like I have Core Starscream and Core Soundwave.
Uh-huh.
Part of the reasoning behind that is, one, they were $10 as opposed to $40 to $60.
Or over $100 for Masterpiece, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge person into Masterpiece. They have to be like something I'm diehard for, like mm-hmm. Transmetal Megatron or Optimal Optimus or something.
Something,
but
yeah.
But on a whole, like I'm not disappointed with all of the size scales, and I think that the Core Class gives people the opportunity if they don't want the bigger size, or mm-hmm. they, you know, just. They just want one for their kid, you know, of whatever the size it is.
Yeah.
And honestly, it makes it affordable for my kids.
Yeah.
When they go to the store, because my son's like, I can buy a $35 hot rod or I can buy a $12 hot rod. It's like, where can I stretch my money the shortest, you know?
You're going to be buying that Core Class hot rod.
Oh, yeah. I know. My oldest is like, next time you see that, pick that up for me and I'll pay you back. And I'm like, all right.
This is getting expensive.
But, you know, I mean, so I really like these, the detail that has gone into these Core Class. Yes, they're smaller than the old basic figures from way back when.
Yeah.
But they're shoving a lot more detail into them. Yes, the plastic is about a head shorter mm-hmm. than the old Core Class, or than the old basic class from 25 mm-hmm. years ago. Mm-hmm. But you're getting a better detailed figure, maybe not better quality, but baby, it's like the babier version of a Masterpiece in a shorter price point. And it's still nicer than the Authentics, which cost the same amount, but they're total garbage.
Yeah. So let me ask you, since you mentioned Core Class Soundwave, I'm looking at F7176, which is the alt mode where the tape deck is opening in this first article, this picture here. So that's the Core Class size. Now, if you scroll up to where they revealed Shattered Glass, Soundwave, and you look at that, like, I'm thinking that cassette's a little, I think Shadow Glass Soundwave is a deluxe if I'm.
No, he's a Voyager.
Oh, he's a Voyager. Okay. Well, yep. He's two sizes.
It's just a repaint.
Yeah. No, I know. It's a repaint of the Siege.
I do like that he comes with Laserbeak and Ravage.
Yes. No, that is amazing. Absolutely. Yes. And I love that they talked about this, the headband, where it's a molded piece versus an included piece that you could lose. I think that is awesome. I absolutely love this. So my point now in asking about Shattered Glass Soundwave and Core Glass Soundwave, like, you could have like multiple boom boxes around your house, different sizes, different colors, different characters, even though technically they're all the same character, kind of, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, that would be kind of cool because the Sound Blaster is like black, purple, and gray. And obviously Shattered Glass, the colors are inverted where it's blue, white, green, and whatever other colors he is. Yeah, no, I love those. Those are my two favorite reveals from everything that was revealed. I have only one other one, and sadly, it's only because I like the box art. Not that I want the actual figures. I mean, I think the figures are great.
I think you're talking about Alpha Dryon and Orion Pax.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I love the box art. I really do. I love the designs. Don't get me wrong, the figures, I really like them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough to get them, but...
I like that they were able to take Cup and make Orion Pax out of him.
Well, it just made more sense.
Absolutely. I like the fact that they took Scourge and made an Alpha Trion alt mode out of him. I think that is super cool and super awesome.
It worked.
It's nothing against the actual toys, but like for me, like, cause half the time I'm an inbox collector, I want it for the box art, but I also want it for the Key to Vector Sigma. Cause that Key to Vector Sigma accessory is just amazing.
Yep. Well, and then, so, I mean, I like that, I mean, but we already knew about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes, a lot of the stuff that they revealed, we saw in leaks and we've talked about before, but I like, this is why a lot of the times when you'll say, oh, we haven't done an episode of news, I'm like, is there really news to add? Like, are there pictures? Are there things we can actually react to? Because sometimes we just talk about listings that are great, that we're getting the listings and we know what we're going to be getting. But for me, it's like, I need to see little white Ravage next to Soundwave in Shattered Glass. Like, I need to see that. I don't need to read a listing.
Whatever. Yeah, I mean, you know. And I get it. I just like the official reveals too, but I also like the leaks. But
yeah,
so I we already knew about Orion Pax and Alpha Trion.
Yeah, Alpha Trion.
It looks great, just like it did the first time. We already kind of knew about the Shattered Glass Soundwave, which again looks awesome. Again, impressed, but already kind of knew about it.
Yep.
And, you know, the Sound Blaster, we already kind of knew that was coming. Didn't get an actual photo, but it...
Yeah.
The paint apps on it, I'm just impressed that they managed to get the gold on parts of it. Now, whether the actual figure comes this way, we've learned is different than the promo photos.
Yes. But
at least with Legacy, it seems like what you see is what you get. Whereas with Kingdom, you didn't get what you saw on the box. Like, they would forget paint apps all the time. Like, Dinobot had some specifics that weren't there. And, yeah. So, anyways, then you get the Dinobots. And what's remarkable about these is they've hinted that some of the engineering that's going into it, they're going to retool in a way that they can make all of these core class Dinobots combine.
Mm-hmm.
Which... having a mini combiner is really interesting and intriguing. So you're telling kids essentially for $50 $60 when all of the added prices or inflation are there.
Yep.
So for $60, they can build a official Hasbro combiner. Whereas, you know, I mean, my kid bought a third party, Defensor. Combiner Wars Defensor, knockoff on eBay or something for like $45.
Yeah.
And while it's great, don't get me wrong, it's great. Decent quality. It looks good other than the logos being wrong, which, you know, repro labels fixes that problem.
Yeah.
The way that they snap together in vehicle modes don't necessarily fit proper.
Right.
So yeah. It'd be nice for them to, you know, so this is an option that, you know, kids want a mini combiner that might turn into the size of like a commander class or something when all is said and done. I think that that's kind of intriguing. And then, of course we have the deluxe breakdown.
Yep.
Again, looks kind of cool, but I have no interest in this. Although you could almost repaint them if you took the spoiler off, you could repaint them almost like Kit.
Oh, yes. That would be, yeah.
I was looking at it. I was like, it kind of looks like it would work.
Yeah, like... And that's the thing. Why haven't they done that yet? Like, well, currently, as of this recording, well,
I mean, Peter Cullen played Carr.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
like,
obvious, you know.
Currently, we're in the year of the 40th anniversary of Knight Rider. Why hasn't Hasbro done something with whatever car that they? Hell, why didn't they just make one? But you're right. Technically, you are right. Looking at the breakdown, yes, it could.
Then of course we have Needle Nose, which looks kind of interesting. I like his robot mode.
I don't remember Needle Nose.
He was one of those like bit characters. I think he was in G1.
Yes, he was. I'm
Target Master.
Yes. They kept saying Needle Nose in the thing, and I'm like, that's not his. It is his name, obviously. But I was thinking of Nose Cone, the Autobot. Oh,
yep. So you have him, and then of course we have our first entry into Armada with Hotshot, yes. Which he has the visor that folds down, yes. Has the weapon.
Yes.
And it looks really good for what it is.
I had an original Armada Hotshot, and I found it on eBay. It was a loose toy on eBay back in early 2005, late 2006, and it made me grow to dislike that character more and more, even outside of his actual portrayal in the cartoon series. Like the toy, I just look at it every day, and I'm like, why haven't I thrown you in the trash yet? Now, this upgraded version, this new version, does look really, really cool. I am finally, absolutely, hilariously glad to see another yellow sports car that is not Bumblebee.
Yes.
Yep. I love Bumblebee.
Although,
don't get me wrong.
He was the Bumblebee of that trilogy.
Well, yes. No. Because that's what it is. But I'm saying, like, this was, okay, this new figure that they're doing now is coming in 2023 or whenever the hell it's coming. But the point is, Hotshot was what? Armada was 2002, so Hotshot was
something,
20 years.
Yeah.
Yes, Hotshot was 20 years ago. This was 2002. This was 5 years before we saw Bumblebee in anything other than a Volkswagen Bug.
Back, I'm better than ever. Look at this new paint job. I've gone beyond being just plain old Bumblebee. I'm a gold bug.
And then, of course, we have a robot from the planet of junk.
Yep.
This is just a random Junkion that they created.
No. It's not. He has a name. It's Scrap Hook, I believe.
Yeah, well, he looks like he's got a Hot Rod head. He looks like what happened to Hot Rod after the Great War was done and, you know, and Prime robbed the Matrix from him and wouldn't let him become Rodimus again. And so he's like, throw him into a junk heap, you know. And
so
and,
the reason
not
why
allowed to have a car again.
Yeah,
but he's got the spoiler at the back.
Right, yeah. So the reason why I know his name is Junk, what did I say? Scrap Heap or Scrap Hook is what I said, I believe. Because all throughout the stream, I swear to God, they were saying Scrap Book. Because the whole point of this figure is he has some sort of gimmick where he can split apart and you can do something else with him or something with his...
Let's, you know, roll right into this next one, right? So next, like this is where we're going to really get into that Evo fusion. Let's take a look up on screen. You can see here we have Scraphook. Scraphook, kind of a new character's thinking. Let's take a look at his alt mode here. You can see it's a tow truck. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, so, man. Like,
let's talk about this. What's going on?
I mean, you finally get some new Junkions in the mix here, and not only are these Junkions brand new characters, here Scraphook is looking awesome with his steel eye patch and all kinds of cool accessories. His vehicle mode does actually almost like kind of pop apart, and basically you can get other Junkions throughout the line and put those Junkion vehicle parts on top of this guy, much like you see in the Junkions in the 86 movie where, you know, a couple of the Junkions like put each other's robot parts on they crash and burn. So you can actually do that with this character as well, as arms and legs do pop off as well. So he's basically a new evolution of our weaponizer, fossilizer, like character.
This is great. Like, I mean, I can't, like, it'll be funny. Like, if you guys buy two of these, you'll be able to take the front end off your second toy, take the rear end off the first toy, and you can have two front ends. So, like, you could just, like, have this crazy tow truck thing that's driving around with that battering ram on the front. Very Mad Max style, too, right? Because that plays into the Junkion look and all of the colors we have going on here. So this is insane. This system is nuts. Like, when we took this on, I don't know, what, 18 months ago we started talking about this. We were like, is this even possible? How do we make weaponizers better?
Takara Tomy does it again. I mean, Jima-san worked with me on this, and he really did an amazing job in the engineering. So not only is this guy able to, like, pop apart into several different accessories and be a buildable platform with all your other guys, he does transform without parts forming as well.
Oh, that's like insane. Like, the fact that you guys pulled that off is mind-blowing. Mind-blowing, right?
Yeah, definitely. Very good.
Evo Fusion. Let's talk about that name for a second for the gimmicks. Evo Fusion.
Yeah, that's kind of strange.
Huh? I mean, I get it's supposed to mean, obviously, evolution, fusion, blah, blah, blah. I understand it. I'm not misunderstanding what they're doing here because I heard them discuss it throughout the entire stream. But it's just the name, Evo Fusion. That just doesn't sound right to me at all. I do like Scraphook's alt mode. I think that's a cool Junkion design that we haven't really... I mean, we've seen this kind of truck design on other Transformers, but the fact that he is a Junkion and he's not flipping Wreck-Gar, you know. So, up next we have comic accurate Tarn. Tarn is an Ultimates figure, according to TF Wiki.
It's a Voyager.
Okay, yeah, fine, whatever. They're coming up with a new name or whatever the hell.
No, but it's a Voyager figure.
Okay, well,
it's smaller than, like they showed a picture on somewhere I saw it, and he's slightly shorter than, like, Megatron.
Oh yeah, huh? That's right. He is because they didn't show off any leaders or any. There is, let me
now something that they could retool this as.
Mm-hmm.
Stryka.
That could, yeah, I can see that. I do want to say now, for those that may or may not have watched the stream, Transformers More Than Meets the Eye, issue number 7, was the full-on debut of Tarn in the IDW publishing phase 2 continuity of their Transformers books. And Tarn is the head of the Decepticon Justice Division. And Tarn, on this cover of the single issue number 7, as well as the volume 2 trade, it's... his face. His face is the Decepticon symbol, and it has glowing red eyes. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because...
the figure has green eyes.
Oh, they made him green? I thought they made him red.
No, they're green.
What?
Yeah. They did that with Terror Sword, too. They made his eyes yellow, and they're supposed to be red.
I swear... they said in the stream they had them be glow light pipe glow red to homage the cover of the comic.
Well, it shows red, and then when it shows one of the photos, it's green. So maybe that's when it has a certain...
And they have said that, oh, don't take these photos to be the... which is weird. Why would you put product shots out that aren't final? Anyway, I like the Tarn. I think it's cool. I think it's great. Anytime Hasbro wants to take any of the comic book designs from IDW to make figures, I am happy as hell to see it. I think it's a really cool figure. And like you said, there are retooling and whatever purposes, like you said, Strika and all that. So.
Well, and what's funny is if when I look at him, I mm-hmm. see like a... I almost see like a pre-Beast Megatron.
Yeah, well, yeah, because, you know, you see that...
That chest.
Giant purple... The chest and then the giant purple face. It's like...
Well, yeah. And what's funny is, like, I love the tank form.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the robot mode, even though the way that it comes together fits kind of weird and
yeah.
How it, I can tell it folds like in particular yeah. ways, but I really like it. Not enough to get it, but I really like this figure. And
that's a very unique tank design too.
Well, and what's funny is like, cause I would love to see them do like, since they're doing comic, you know, mm-hmm. versions of characters, you know, or at least playing around with it. I would love to see them because they don't have a really good hover tank.
Yeah.
I want to see them do like the Megatron I've been making the custom of.
Yep.
Or any of those characters, really. Like, I know that they did them at BotCon and that would kind of dilute it a little bit, but they didn't make that specific Megatron.
Yeah.
Because they made him with the scattershot Cybertron defense from Transformers Cybertron and with the armor and everything. So I would love to see them do something like that, like tackle a body that they've, you know, clearly got the access for, but haven't done.
Yep. What else sparked your fancy in all these reveals?
I mean, Tarn was pretty much the main one as mm-hmm. far as like the new ones I'd never seen. And then a Leo Convoy or mm-hmm. Leo Prime, as they're calling him here. I really liked that just because one, it's a beast.
Yeah.
And two, like I myself would, I like it, but I don't like him enough to get him. And I showed my kid, and my kid was like, oh, that's cool. Cause like he likes Tigatron, he likes Cheetor, he likes the cat bots. And I was like, well, you've got a tiger, you've got a cheetah, here's a lion. And he's a prime.
And
it looks like his matrix, it looks like you can open up the chest panels.
Yep.
With the maximal symbol on the blue part. And I'm betting that there's either a matrix or there's like his spark.
Yeah, something in there, yeah.
Yeah, but it opens.
So I'm looking at that picture where it's the close-up where you're talking about on his chest.
Yep.
The funny thing is, even though I know that's a maximal symbol on the left, when I first saw this in the stream, I was like, is that an exclusive only at Walmart sticker on his right breast and then a Target only exclusive sticker on his left? It's literally, I'm like, okay, which store is it exclusive to? It's not. I'm not saying it's – I'm just saying when I first – I'm like, hey, that's a Target symbol. What is it? And then I looked at it going, like, oh, that's the maximal symbol. But I don't – so this figure, I love the alt mode. Like you said, it's a beast. It's cool. It's awesome. I think that's great.
And then he's got the weapons.
Yep. He's got the weapons. Yep. I agree with you. I absolutely love the alt mode, and I do like the robot mode for the most part, but one of these pictures in here, they have him posed in robot mode where his right hand is like pointing the gun out and his left hand is pointing the gun out, except look where his left paw is under his left arm. Are they trying to make an Abe homage? Ooga booga, me Optimus, now lion. This is why I only am a Funko collector, folks, because some of these transformations just don't... I understand parts forming and all that and everything else. But yes, for those who are absolutely loving Leo Prime, as they're calling him, I think it's great for everybody who wants to get it. Like I said, I love the alt mode. The alt mode is amazing. I think that's super cool.
Yeah, and like I said, my kids are very interested in like some of these, and I honestly am as well. I just like whenever they come up with a new rendition of something, and this has been quite a while, and I love that they're touching on Beast Wars 2. You're getting IDW, you're getting Armada, you're getting G1, you're getting Headmasters technically with Sound Blaster.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're getting, you know, the episode where Orion Pax is there. And so, I mean, overall, you're getting a nice, like, mesh of the legacy of Transformers.
Yeah, and that is what is so great. Because,
like, you're getting a mashup. There's no, like, set line. It's like, what cool figure do we want to make this, you know, this time and, you know, this wave?
Yeah, and again, we are currently 20 years off from Armada. Next year will be whatever. You know, in 2024, it'll be the 40th anniversary of the brand. So they, again, with now that we are not needing toys for a Netflix series or whatever else, the whole point of that's why I love Transformers Legacy as the brand name for this stuff. Because, like you just said, they fit everything in. Including, which would be the last part that we talk about here, the Light Bright Wall Art Transformers Edition. Light up the room and then display your creative light art with the new mega-sized Light Bright Wall Art. This special Light Bright is the biggest unit yet, with more pegs and more LEDs and more definition. Use the three Transformers design templates featuring Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, and the iconic Transformers badge, or let your creativity shine as you design your own art. I'm trying to find a price for this thing, and I do not see it. 45 LEDs, easily turn on and off. I don't see a price for it in these listings.
I really like this.
I love it. I think it's great. My only issue is,
it's going to be expensive.
Well, yes. Okay. My second only issue is, yes, it's going to be expensive. But for me, I would want Autobot Decepticon Maximal Predacon. Or, like, just like the Autobot logo there. I would want those as it. For actual characters, I would want different characters. I don't want Bumblebee or Optimus.
I'm not going to lie. If they had a Megatron.
Beast Wars. Yep, you'd get it. Yep.
I would be...
Mm-hmm.
Yep. If not getting it, I would be sorely tempted.
Yeah. And who knows? Now that they have this, maybe they'll create more designs in the future. I think it's absolutely super cool. Because Light Bright really kind of died off after the 80s. I mean,
my kid has one, and he really likes it.
Yeah. But, like, it was a full-on 80s thing at the time kind of thing. So, anything else with the reveals, or are we going to move on?
We can move on.
All right. Transformers PulseCon 2022. This is the Legacy Evolution poster line art and comments. So, once again, Hasbro designer Mark Marclonis Mayer has taken to his Instagram account to share with us, the fans, some comments about the recently revealed Transformers Legacy Evolution poster. Even though I don't really care for half, like, this poster is amazing. I want this poster.
I really like it.
Awesome.
It's so much better than the Kingdom one.
I liked the Kingdom one, but I like that they're doing this, and I like that it's the designer guy at Hasbro, Mark, that's doing these. I love that. I think that's absolutely amazing.
And I love that they put just clip art together initially.
Uh-huh.
In one of the images, and then shows the line art, then shows the completed.
Yep.
It's, yeah. It's just a lot. It's really, really well done. And then if you notice, it has Laser Optimus Prime.
At the top, which will be a
package refresh. It's got the Quintesson vehicle or Junkion vehicle.
Yeah, it's got the
junk yens. It's got the Nemesis.
Yep, it's got the Nemesis.
And it's got Armada Optimus Prime.
Yep.
As well as, of course, like a Grimlock and Swoop and, you know, the other Dinobots not shown yet.
I mean, you can do this. I'm sure you could take this image and do what I've seen other people do to it. But everyone, and I think even Hasbro themselves, have broken this down and showed you, like, this is legacy. This is Transformers Legacy Evolution. This is various things from all manner of Transformerdom coming from various parts of these portals.
Yep. And then you've got the Insecticons. You've got, yeah.
I love it. I think it's great. I think it's awesome. I've got to get Mark on the podcast. I've got to send him that Instagram message. Anyway, so yeah, Transformers Legacy Evolution poster and line art and comments, like I said. It's just so great. So I always love seeing really, really cool Transformers art. And like, this is something I would want on my wall. Just like the I would have to refresh my. I remember part of the Kingdom poster, but I don't remember the whole thing. But yeah, any kind of Transformers poster art that is this awesome, I probably want.
Well, on the last one, like the Kingdom one, wasn't this cool, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they also had the characters that weren't even in the lineup, like Polar Claw.
Yep. All right, folks. And last up. In non-PulseCon news, because this actually came out, as we're recording this today, we have a 3-0 MDLX Cliffjumper teaser image. 3-0 have shared out a teaser for MDLX Cliffjumper. This looks to be a repaint of MDLX Bumblebee with a new head. No word yet on price or release date, or if it's even exclusive, so stay tuned. But like I've said before on the show recently in the last couple of months, I'm loving these 3-0 MDLX figures. I don't have any of them yet, but I want them all. Because they are so
cool. Just models, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they're just... they're not statues, but yeah, I mean, they're non-transformable character figures. But they're super posed. Like, look at that image. Look at how he's posed. Like, that's awesome. And those colors, man, the gunmetal gray to the black to the cherry red, like, it's so cool.
Yeah, I like these. And I know I've seen the regular Megatron one.
Mm-hmm. We talked about it, yeah.
Yeah, kind of pricey, but...
Yeah, these are normally, I believe Optimus is like $80. Bumblebee is like $40, if I remember correctly, and I'm just remembering what I saw in Big Bad Toy Store. I forget what Megatron's price was at the time.
I think it was like $89 or something.
Yeah, Megatron was probably closer to the same as Optimus, $79, $89, something like that.
I've got Megatron dead center in my viewfinder.
But again, if that's what you're into or that's what you want to buy.
Yeah.
And you're only buying one of each at, you know, a certain, you know, time of the year or whatever. But, you know, it's very, very cool. Very, very cool. Anything else you would like to say? Anything else we need to talk about? Any other Transformers? I will say the Earthspark stuff they showed off. I think we actually heard Bumblebee's voice this time.
Anyone's ever been down here before? Whoa.
Somebody had to leave that.
What's happening? Robbie! What are they? No way! You're a Transformer!
Bumblebee, I have a new mission. Train our youngest members. Yeah!
Transforming is easy. It's literally our name.
The first of Cybertronian kind to be part of our world. And this one. I can think of no better human protectors than you and your family.
Optimus always sees the bright side, even when there isn't one.
Arachnamax, tear them limb from limb.
Stand down, mad droid.
Bumblebee?
I'm not leaving until you're safe.
Transformers Earthspar. Stream with your family this fall. Exclusively on Paramount Plus.
I heard more of Alan Tudyk as Optimus, and I'm digging it. I think it's cool.
Well, and he's very capable.
No, absolutely he is. Yeah, I mean, he's an awesome person. He's an awesome actor.
Well, there's also something funny enough, like the TransArt, Transmetal Megatron. They've had issues with the batteries going dead.
Oh boy.
As far as the electronic portions. And I mean, when I received mine, the batteries were dead too. So, I mean, I just got a 10 pack of batteries and replaced it. Oddly enough, the company for round two is going to bundle them with stickers that you can put over the, like, for whatever reason, I don't know why, but the chest, they never had it light up, even though it's set to light up.
Yeah.
Like it's able to light up, but it doesn't.
Right.
And the eyes in robot and beast mode do, but instead they're giving stickers to put on all of those things in case you want that option instead of having the batteries in it.
Yeah.
To light up, which is nice because it gives him his pupil back.
Yeah.
Like he has no iris in his eye when,
jeez,
when he's lit up or otherwise. And so it just looks like he's got dead eyes.
Yeah.
And so some people have gone as far as repainting the eyes, but I'm like, I don't want to do that. And then I found out that they're sending people that got version one, the stickers, and version two will get it automatic. But version one, you have until, like, I think October 14th to ask.
Very cool.
So there's that. And then, of course, the Transmetal Rat Trap comes out late this month. And then Black Arachnia Transmetal 2 will come out late December, I think it was. And then, of course, the last little bit that I've got here. Somebody took on TFW. I don't know how they got it, unless they got it through, like, one of those translated websites. Anyways, they took the Legacy Megatron. And the Transmetal 2 Dragon, and repainted the face.
Oh.
They gave it like kind of a lightish purple.
Okay.
Where it's like that silver. They painted the eyes like the kind of that pinkish purple hue that he normally has, and then painted an iris in the middle, and then painted over that stupid, like, teeth looking thing where it looks like jagged teeth.
Oh boy.
And painted it all white. And what's funny is it vastly improves the face.
Yeah.
From a distance. Like, you don't even notice. And they painted, like, there's, like, these hooks on the shoulders that normally, I guess they put them backwards on these figures. And so people fixed those and then painted the part gold. And then also repainted the chest, which was for some odd reason all purple in robot mode. Like, they painted it red so that it matches the show.
Yep.
And then painted the toes black in for the robot mode and some of the other parts that were kind of missing paint decals. And with that little bit of paint work that they did, the figure looks like a poor man's masterpiece Transmetal 2 Megatron.
Wow.
And I was like, okay. I'm like, somebody has sold me.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, this vastly makes this that much better just looking at those photos alone.
Yeah. Absolutely. So really quickly, going back to the 3-0 stuff, yes, currently Optimus, Bumblebee are both in stock at BBTS, and Megatron is on pre-order for 3-0 MDLX. Optimus and Megatron are $80 each, and Bumblebee is $60.
And I will say I do like the smooth... Like, I wish that the Bayverse films had at least gone this direction.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would have made it, like, yes, they're more mechanical and more, yeah, quote-unquote, realistic.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make them look like chunks of metal with, like, somebody took a bunch of scrap metal and threw it together.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I know this is not the time that this happened, but I'm looking at, you just sent me the image of the forum post of the dragon Megatron with the better head with the repaint. I'm like, I just want a tooth to be missing. I know that happened when he was Transmetal Purple Tyranno, when he had to spit his tooth out and he had the missing tooth in the front.
No, but like, I thought that was Primal.
No, it was Megatron.
I'm pretty sure it was Primal.
I'm pretty sure it was Megatron. I have the screen cap somewhere. Anyway, the point is, yes, this head looks a lot better now. That this face is much, much better.
Yeah, I'm sold on it.
Yeah, it looks super good.
It's so much better.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. It's very, very cool. Oh, they have a picture of Skylynx versus Red Dragon. That is so cool. It's just down below. It's below.
Yeah, the somebody was like, oh, size comparison. And somebody was like, I didn't ask for that.
Well,
literally the next post. I agree, but that's not what I asked to see. Thanks. You do get a size comparison, though, of mm-hmm. the original if you scroll further down.
Yep, I see it.
To the new one. And yep. While people will argue the original was better in some capacity, I do have to argue that the new one is superior overall to that one.
Yeah. Wait a second here.
But the beast mode on the original wipes the floor with this one. It's just the robot mode that's better on this one than the original.
Yeah, I see what they did compared to the original. They kind of put Megatron on Slim Fast for something, or Weight Watchers, or whatever. With the new one.
I feel like they could have bulked him out just a hair.
Yeah, just a little bit. But I'm looking at this old one versus the new one, the robot mode. I didn't know the original's face was green, or he has green eye. I don't know. I got to look at this. I got to.
His eyes were green. His face was black.
Yeah, because...
I had it.
I see. Yes. I was seeing too much of the green, not enough of the black until I zoomed in on it. And yeah, the new figure's face to homage there. No, those colors are all off. So yeah, here's hoping either you can recreate the head for yourself, or you can get this person to do what they did for
you. I'm almost betting money that a third-party company will have a replacement head.
Absolutely.
In which case, I will get it.
Yes.
I do want to try, though, and completely take this thing apart and repaint it with shinier... metallic red paint.
Yeah.
And gold paint. Like, I have a feeling I could just do this.
Yeah.
It won't be like the original, but it won't look like this. And I hate the wing color, to be honest.
Yeah.
I almost want, because it doesn't, I mean, honestly, it doesn't look anything like the show. I get what they were going for, because it's like that bendable plastic, so it won't break.
Right.
But I'm more in tune to using the same gold that would be used on like his claws or parts of his body, and spraying it with like that kind of metallic gold or off gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To kind of make it look the way it should. I don't know. Either way, that'll be that one will be a major repaint, I have a feeling.
You can do it.
Yep, I will do it too. I love the gold though. The gold paint that they have in beast mode on this thing is like, I wish they would have done that with the red and with the other aspects of the figure. But yeah,
absolutely.
That's all I got.
All right. Well then, Megatron, what do you think of the reveals?
I find them very excellent. Yes.
All right. You want to take us out of here, Megatron, or am I doing that?
No, you can do it. I like torturing you. No, I'll do it.
Make up your damn mind.
Thank you, as always, for listening to All Things Transformers. I've been your host, along with TFG1 Mike. So you can get a hold of us on the following social media platforms. Myself is at SCP21 and the podcast, All Things TFV3. And you can get a hold of Mike at
TFG1 Mike. And don't forget at Geekcast Radio for all the network updates.
Yes, all the updates. And be sure to comment on this episode's post on Facebook and, of course, always on GeekCastRadio.com. So until next time, transform and transcend.
That is very good. Very, very good.
Yes, 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 Megatron.
Well, that's really good.
Yeah.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.